Quiz time. Good day, folks. Well, it is another episode of the government. This seems to be the main idea floating around. I have a few questions that maybe you could ask yourself. It does not matter what color you are, what political party, or what gender you choose to be. So come along and play this game with me. Question number one. Do you feel better as an American today as you might have felt last year at this time? Question number two. Do you feel more unity between you and your neighbors? Question number three. Do you feel safe going downtown or to the largest city next to you? Question number four. How many firearms did you purchase this year and last year combined? Question number five. How is your ability to learn a new language? Question number six. Is President Biden just the best person you think you know? That's all the questions. I will answer here, but if you want to play at home, you should. Try to take each question and think about it before you answer, and you may surprise yourself. A. Number 1. No, I do not feel safer today than I did a year ago, and here's why. Mainly it is the economy and inflation. I lost a home during the last housing bubble break, still can't get a loan for another one, and now all the numbers are going exactly the same route as they did in 09. I feel that no matter how hard we work, we will be going nowhere. Like that saying, two steps forward, only going three steps backward. It will be a never-ending cycle. A. Number 2. No. My neighbors might as well be strangers. Not because we don't talk or wave, but because everyone is afraid to say something that might offend someone. Which I didn't think was happening, but if I look close, I can see the divide. Not to mention that the way the governments treat us and putting segregation into effect while people are standing there letting it happen. Say it is not so, but look, it is. Critical race theory is just another way of telling white kids that they are evil and telling the colored kids that the whites are holding them down and always will. Just drive the fucking stake through the heart of all the people who raise their kids right by teaching them that everyone is equal. A. Number 3. Not really. Recently went to the capital of a state near me to support the United States men's national football team, soccer, and it was strange. First, I was happy that hardly anyone was wearing a mask, not because they didn't care. It was because we all had enough of the mask bullshit. I love that part of the night. Police presence was very noticeable but very friendly. I saw police and pedestrians talking and hanging out. It was a very different outlook than what has been portrayed to me by the media. Cops are very friendly if you are friendly to them. Oh shit, just like them, everyone. USA won, by the way. After we left the venue, that is when normal people were so tense and clicky you were fearful of letting your young ones go more than 3 feet from you. I felt like I had a target on my back, not from police but from every other person outside the venue. It was strange. A. Number 4. I have purchased 4 firearms in the last 8 months. 1911 mil spec Springfield, Black Rain Ordnance .223 sport rifle, not attack rifle, 6.5 Creedmoor Hawa dialed in at 300 yards great gun, and a Ruger 17 HMR for my kids to shoot. Reasons I think it is good to be able, when the time comes, to take down big game for food, protect my household, and don't forget to have some fucking fun at the range with loved ones. Like-minded people are there and you make friends, you should try it sometime. A. Number 5. I don't think I will be able to learn a new language, Russian, Chinese, or Spanish. Reason, I am an American and will use English. Even if we get overrun or taken over by one of these governments. A. Number 6. I think President Biden is a motherfucking domestic terrorist, who uses us at our weakest point, kindness and love. He will use every psychology trick in the book to make you feel like you have done something wrong. Or that what you are doing is wrong. And if it is wrong, that it is okay. I would love to see what would happen if you put Biden in a room with just himself and a bunch of colored stuffed animals, make it fun with some LSD and see what shit comes out of his mouth or which stuffy he would gravitate to. One of my professor friends would have a fucking field day with this. Biden's true colors would come out. Or put him together with a person from each type of gang. Blood, Crip, MS-13, Mafia, Neo-Nazi, just one from every group. Wonder what would happen? He would fold and probably piss himself. He's a shitty person and will step on your neck to get himself and family ahead of everyone else. Fuck him, fuck him. Yes, I do hate at least 3 people: Biden, Harris, should I guess 4, Fauci, and Pelosi. All of them are piles of shit that need to be power washed off the face of the earth. I get more hate every day when I see or hear them talk and destroying America and our relationships with other countries minute by minute.